In the days to come, Albert and I will be teaching systematically from the book of James, which is found in the New Testament.
在来紧嘅日子咧 ，Albert 同我咧就会好有系统咁样去讲解雅各书。
As you could easily guess, the author of this letter was someone by the name of James.
咁我相信你都估到啦，写呢封信嘅作者咧就叫做雅各。
But he's not to be confused with the disciple of Jesus.
但你唔好将佢搞乱咗，系耶稣嘅一个门徒啊。
The son of Zebedee, the brother of John.
嗰个咧就系西比泰嘅仔约翰嘅兄弟。
Now, do you know which James I'm talking about now?
咁你大家知唔知道我而家讲紧系边一个雅各呢？
It's traditionally held that this book was written by the brother of Jesus.
根據傳統嚟講咧，大家都以為咧呢個卷書咧係耶穌嘅兄弟寫嘅。
And if you're familiar with the Bible, you'd notice that during Jesus' earthly ministry.
假如你認識你熟聖經嘅話咧，你就知道啦。喺耶穌在生嘅時候，佢嘅傳福音嘅工作上咧
，Not even his brothers believed in him.
在那段時間呢，耶穌的兄弟都不相信他的。
But what amazed us is that his brothers eventually did come to believe.
但令我們很驚奇的就是，後來他的兄弟都相信了他。
And James in particular went on to become one of the most prominent leaders in the Jerusalem church.
而雅各呢，是後來呢，都成為了耶路撒冷教會一個很突出的，其中一個很突出的領導。
So this should serve as a huge encouragement for us who have family members or friends who are not yet believers.
呢樣嘢咧就俾到我哋咧一個好大嘅鼓勵。假如咧你嘅朋友啊家人當中咧仲有未信嘅話
，For even Jesus, God's chosen Messiah, had to go through this stage where his family members did not agree, not support what he was doing.
因為咧，即使我哋嘅耶穌尼賽亞咧，佢都經歷過。佢嘅家人朋友唔相信佢嘅。
So don't lose heart.
所以大家唔好灰心。
As we follow the example of our Lord Jesus.
當我哋跟從主耶穌嘅腳中佢嘅榜樣嘅時候。
To continue to live out God's life in us.
繼續咧去讓神嘅生命活喺我哋身上。
One day we might be surprised that our family members and friends.
有一日咧，或者你會好驚訝，你嘅家人朋友。
Who used to be uninterested or even against our faith.
他們或者過往呢，是對福音沒有興趣，甚至會攔阻你。
Finally change their view.
而最後呢，他們都會得到改變。
Just like what happened to Jill's mother.
就好像Jill媽媽一樣。
Who's been a great encouragement to all of us.
她呢，是很鼓勵我們。
Now, let us turn to today's passage, the first chapter of James, chapter 1.
請大家翻開今天的經文，雅各書第一章。
Verses 1 to 12.
第一至十二節，雅各書咧就喺新約聖經後邊，你從後邊翻上嚟就會快啲啦。
The letter of James, chapter 1. I'm reading from the NRSV version.
雅各書一章一至十二節，我讀嘅英文本咧係新修訂標準譯本。
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion.Greetings.
第一節，祝神和主耶穌基督仆人的雅各，請散住十二個支派之人的安。
My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy.
我的弟兄們，你們落在百般試煉中，都要以為大喜樂。
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
因為知道你們的信心經過試驗，就生忍耐。
And let endurance have its full effect.So that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given you.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐予众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
For the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord.
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
Verse 9. Let the believer who is lowly boast in being raised up.
我读到第八节，心怀异意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。第九节，卑微的弟兄升高，就该喜乐。
And the rich in being brought low, because the rich will disappear like a flower in the field.
富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。
For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the field.
太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢。
Its flowers fall and its beauty perishes.
草就枯干，花也凋谢。
It is the same way with the rich in the midst of a busy life.Or, in the NASB, it says, in the midst of his pursuits, they will wither away.
无合本的都是一样，那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
And verse 12, Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
You might not have the NASB, the New American Standard Bible with you.
或者你手上你冇一本叫做美国标准译本嘅英文译本。
For verse 12, where it says temptation in the NASB, which most of you are reading.
而喺十二节咧，你手上如果系睇新修订标准译本嘅话咧，试探。这个字，你会见到试探这个字。
It's actually translated trial in the NASB.
咁呢啲都系讲紧英文嘅译本啊吓。
So I just point this out to you because actually the word trial and temptation you can say is interchangeable. Yeah, they are actually the one and same word in the original text.
我指出呢一点咧，其实我系想讲试炼同埋试探呢个字咧，其实系嚟自同一个原文。
Next week, Albert will explain this in more detail when we come to study verses 13 to 18.
咁下一个星期咧 ，Albert 咧就会解释得更加清楚啦。下个礼拜咧会睇到十三节以后啦。
Today we shall focus on the first 12 verses.
今日咧我只系集中想讲第头嗰十二节。
However, if you would just quickly glance over verse 13 and onwards.
但系如果你快快嘅立下十三节打落咧。
You can see the whole context.
咁你就會睇到整個上文下理。
And it should be apparent that the theme of this entire section actually continues on right up to verse 18.
其實咧，一至十二節依整段咧，其實嗰個主題咧係延續到一路落到去第十八節嘅。
Now a question for you.
嗱，我有一個問題想問大家。
Do you notice which word or words keep appearing in the text?
在一段文本里面重复出现的字眼是什么呢
?So let us glance through the text. Verse 2, trials.
我们很快地看一看第二节试炼。
Verse 3, testing.
第三节试验。
Verse 12, temptation or trial.
第十二节就是试探试验。
Verse 13 and 14, tempted and tempt appear many times.
十三节呢又有试探，十四节又有试探。
So by now, we should be absolutely clear about the theme for this passage. Yep, it's about testing, trials, and temptations.
咁而家咧，我谂大家都好清楚啦。呢整段经文嘅主题咧，就系关于考验啊、磨练啊、试探啊咁。
But when we read up to verses 9 to 11,
但系我当我哋睇到九至十一节嘅时候咧。
James seems to have digressed from the topic and starts talking about the lowly, the poor, as opposed to the rich.
雅各咧似乎有少少岔开咗话题啦，因为咧佢开始讲一啲卑微啊、富足啊、贫穷啊咁。
And in the NRSB, which most of you are reading from,
如果你参考嘅系新修订标准译本咧，英文译本。
There is even a subheading that says poverty and riches.
你就会见到你有一个副标题就写住贫穷和富有。
Please note that in the original Greek text of the Bible, there were no subheadings at all.
咁大家留意喎，喺希腊原文里边咧系冇分标题噶。
These were added in much later on.
这些标题呢，是以后的人加上去的。
So we should not rely on these subheadings for the meaning or the theme of a text.
所以如果我们想去明白了解那段经文的主题的话，我们是不应该依赖看标题。
Without influence from the subheadings, let us now examine the reason why in verse 9 to 11.
我们呢就先是不要理这些标题了，不要被它影响，我们现在呢就集中看一下9至11节。
Why James would talk about poverty, loneliness, and riches, high standing, so on.
为什么雅各在这段里面呢，是讲那些关于卑微啊、富足啊、富有啊、有地位的呢？
Let us bear in mind that James was writing this letter to a specific audience.
请大家谨记，雅各写这封信的时候，他是心目中有一些特定的对象的。
So he's addressing real issues facing them at the time.
他是针对当时那些人面对的事情。
And who are these recipients?
这些收信人是哪个呢？
In verse 1,
第一节，
The 12 tribes in the dispersion, or which are scattered abroad.
就是那些散住十二个支派的人。
But the Chinese translation, 散住十二个支派之人, can be a bit misleading here.
那中文的翻译呢，译了是散住十二个支派之人，那你是有一点误导了。
散住 sounds as if it's referring to some casual migration of people.
散住两个字呢，听起上来呢，似乎是讲一些一般的移民咁。
But the literal meaning of this word is scatter, like seeds being scattered or sown throughout.
但是其实呢，就有分散的意思，就好像播种一样，种子是落在不同的地方。
So these Jewish believers and followers of Christ from the 12 tribes had been scattered abroad.
所以这些跟随基督的犹太人呢，他们是来自这十二个支派的。他们呢已经被分散了，住在外国不同的地方。
And they are away from their homeland as exiles and aliens.
他们是被迫离开了家园，他们是被逐去到外国的。
Unlike some of us, who actually chose to move and reside in the UK.
咁就同我哋有啲人唔同啦，我哋系自己咧选择嚟英国居住。
Perhaps is in pursuit of a better life.
有可能咧系想追求一啲更好嘅生活啦。
But these Jewish people didn't have a choice.
但系呢啲犹太人咧，佢哋咁做并唔系自己选择嘅。
It was due to the circumstance at the time.
系因为当时嘅环境被逼系咁。
Mostly due to persecution of their faith or for reason of spreading the gospel.
大部分的主要的原因呢，是因为他们为了自己的信仰被迫害，同埋呢是为了传福音而受害。
These early believers were often exposed to reproach and affliction.
这些信徒呢，他当时呢是被毁谤啦，遭患难啦。
And even the plundering of their property.
而他们的财产呢是被抢掠的。
But James, here in verses 9 to 11,
但是雅各在9至11节那里呢，
was saying that even in such drastic change of circumstance, where the believer who's lowly is raised up and the rich brought low, rejoice.
他就讲到即使啊，这些信徒是遭遇到这些这么大的转变都好的，这些信徒他是卑微的或者会升高啦，那些富足的就会被降卑，无论是什么际遇都好，都要大喜乐。
Why is that? Because all these things are only temporary, all shall pass away.
为什么呢？因为这些一切都会将会成为过去，是短暂的。
It shouldn't be hard for us to imagine how tough it must be for them.
我相信不难想象，就是这些信徒遇到的事情是对他来说是很艰辛。
Many of us would be familiar with the fact that once away from your motherland,
或者我哋大部分人都好明白，我哋一离开咗家园之后，
many things you got to start from scratch.
好多嘢你都要从头开始。
Immigrants who used to have a stable and well-paid job simply had to start all over again.
以往咧，如果你系有一个好稳定嘅工作，人工好高嘅话，现在咧你要从头开始啦。
Maybe your qualifications are not recognized.
或者你的专业资格是没有人认可。
Or you don't speak the language.
又或者你不懂当地的语言。
And in some countries, There might even be discrimination.
有一啲國家裏邊咧，你甚至會遭受歧視。
And this can be really frustrating or even humiliating.
呢啲一切咧都會令到你泄氣，同埋你會覺得好冇面啊。
And what does today's passage have to say about this?
嗱，今日我哋讀嘅經文同呢啲一切有咩相關呢？
When faced with adversity, when things don't turn out the way we wish.
當我哋面對逆境嘅時候，當我哋面對一啲遭遇唔係我哋所想嘅。
Some people simply fall into depression.
有好多人咧，結果咧就患上咗憂鬱症啦。
But the Bible teaches us to have a completely different response to life's challenges.
但聖經咧就教導我哋要面對生活上嘅挑戰咧，我哋要有一種全新不同嘅反應。
To maintain a positive and proactive attitude when faced with trials.
當我哋面對磨練嘅時候，我哋要抱一種正面積極嘅態度。
Now let us look at verses 1-2.
嗱，要我哋睇第一、第二節。
My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing.
咁呢个咧系第二至到第四节。我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺陷。
What questions immediately come to your mind when you read these words?
你睇一段圣经嘅时候，你有咩疑问呢？
Isn't it strange that we should consider trials and testing nothing but joy?
呢度讲到话要以试炼为大喜乐，你唔觉唔觉得好奇怪呢？
Now, does anyone here love tests and exams?
我哋有冇人中意測驗考試啊
？Julia, do you love tests and exams?
Julia 中唔中意啊
？Testing makes us think of our school days, doesn't it?
嗱，測驗咧，好似令到我哋諗起學校啦。
When we have to prove what we have learned through tests and exams，
就喺讀書嘅時代，我哋要去證明自己識啦。咁我哋要做測驗考試。
I believe most people dread exams rather than take joy in them。
我相信咧，我哋谂起好多人咧谂起考试测验咧，都好觉得好可怕而唔会喜乐嘅。
What are some trials and testing you have experienced or undergoing at the moment？
喺目前喺你面前，你有冇遇紧一啲嘅试验同埋考验咧
？Do you rejoice in them？
你会唔会喜乐咧
？Or do you find them exceedingly hard to bear？
还是你会觉得真系好难受啊？
Can you see any benefits of having such tests and trials in life?
佢有呢啲嘅磨练考验，你觉得又会唔会有益处呢
？Now, before we look for answers from the passage,
咁我哋喺从圣经里边攞答揾答案之前
，notice that right from the start, James refers to these trials as the testing of your faith.
请留意雅各一开始咧就讲到呢啲试验咧，而试验咧。它叫做信心的考验。
So immediately we should see the connection between testing, trials and our faith in God.
那马上我们就会看到这些试验、考验、磨练呢，跟信心是有关的，对神的信心是有关的。
James is reminding us that it's good to put our faith in God and in Christ whom he sent.
雅各是想提醒我们，去对神有信心是好的，对基督就是神所差的，所差的那个基督都是好的。
But mind you, your faith will definitely be tested and tried.
但我要提醒你们，你的信心是必定会受到考验和磨练的。
The Apostle Peter makes it very plain in the following words.
使徒彼得呢，讲这一点都讲得很清楚。
In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
使徒彼得就讲到，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵， 可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
I just quoted from 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 to 7.
我刚才读的经文是取自彼得前书一章六至七节。
So we can see that testing and trials are actually good and essential to the growth of our faith in God.
咁我哋由此就可见咧，原来呢啲考验磨练咧，对我哋对神嗰方面嘅信心系嘅成长咧，系好重要嘅。
Now let us go on to see what James says about the benefits we can reap from trials that befall us.
或者我哋继续睇下雅各又点讲，从呢啲考验磨练之中啊。我们究竟可以怎样利用而得到益处呢？
Verses 3 to 4 offer us the answer.
第三、第四节就给到我们答案。
Verse 3. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing.
第三节、第四节。因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Through the testing of our faith, we actually develop precious and essential qualities such as endurance.
通过信心受考验咧，我哋系会生出一啲好宝贵、好重要嘅生命素质，就例如忍耐一样。
And the purpose of enduring these trials and tests is to help us become mature and complete.
去忍受呢啲嘅磨练咧，嗰个目的啊，就系要帮助我哋可以长大成熟，变成完全。
Growing in the stature of our great example Jesus，
就系跟住主耶稣嘅榜样咧，去成长，达到耶稣嗰个身量。
The meaning might not be that apparent in the Chinese translation of verse 4， 但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
第四节的中文翻译咧，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。那个意思咧，未必系好明显。
Not sure if Jia Hui agrees. How can endurance or patience be 成功 successful？
咁啊，究竟啊，我哋呢个忍耐啊，系点样成功？点可以成功呢
？And what is meant by 成全完备？
成全完备又系咩意思呢？
It is indeed to do with perfection and completeness or wholeness.
其实咧系同完美同埋完全系有关嘅。
But not in the sense of having no faults at all.
但意思咧唔系话我哋唔会犯任何嘅错。
Rather, it's talking about the maturity of the Christian life.
其实呢度系讲紧一个基督徒生命达到长大成熟。
Maturity manifests itself in the abundance of life.
长大成熟是怎样表现呢？是从一丰盛的生命里面表现出来的。
Not only in terms of qualities，
不单止是有一些生命的素质。
In wisdom， as James mentioned in verse 5，
就譬如雅各在第五节所讲的智慧。
But also in strength and power to do what is good and pleasing in God's sight。
而更加重要的就是能够有能力、有力量去做神眼中看为好的事，
and the ability to refrain from what is evil and displeasing to God，
又有能力去唔做一啲神眼中看为恶的事。
One who is mature in his spiritual life is stable and consistent。
一个属灵生命长大成熟的人咧，系稳定嘅。
He's not easily moved regardless of circumstance。
并且佢系始终如一嘅，佢唔会因为环境就随便嘅。
Quite contrary to the picture given to us in verses 6 to 7.
就同六至七节所描述嘅呢一种人咧，系刚刚相反。
An immature person lacking in faith and in godly wisdom.
嗰度咧讲到一个不成熟嘅人，佢系缺乏信心，亦都缺乏属神嘅智慧。
It's like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.
佢咧就好似喺海中。嘅波浪一樣被風吹動翻騰。
He tends to waver between two sides, always doubting.
佢咧就會有疑惑嘅，佢係三心兩意嘅。
Being double-minded and unstable in every way.
佢係心懷疑義嘅，喺凡事咧佢都冇定見嘅，唔穩定嘅。
James especially exhort these are people who find themselves to be immature, lacking in wisdom.
雅各呢，就尤其是係想勸告呢一啲不成熟嘅人，係缺乏呢啲缺乏智慧嘅人。
Remember, we can always ask God.
佢勸佢哋呢，你要記住啊，我哋其實係可以向神求嘅。
For God gives to all generously and ungrudgingly.
因為神呢，係會好樂意、好慷慨嘅賜俾我哋。
God is not a stingy God.
神唔係一個好孤寒嘅神。
When you are asking for things pertaining to our eternal life, why wouldn't He grant it to us?
如果話你係求問緊一啲同永生有關嘅事情，佢一定係會俾你，佢點會唔俾你呢
？Ask and it shall be given unto you.
你們要祈求，就給你們。
Here it brings us to another important point, something important about prayer.
喺度咧引申出嚟係另一點好重要嘅，就係關於祈禱。
When we pray and ask God for help,
當你向神祈禱、向神求助嘅時候
，It's important that we ask in faith, not with a doubtful heart.
我哋用信心、憑信心去求係好重要嘅，千祈唔好疑惑。
Otherwise, you must not expect to receive anything from God.
否則咧，你唔好期望你可以從神嗰度得到什麼。
Back to our discussion on the benefits of the testing of faith.
翻翻去頭先我哋所討論嘅題目，就係話信心嘅考驗有乜嘢益處呢
？I hope by now you have grasped the important truth that trials and testing of faith is not only important but indispensable in our spiritual progress.
我希望咧，到目前為止，你能夠掌握到一啲好重要嘅真理。信心嘅考驗同埋磨練咧，唔單止係重要，並且係不可缺少嘅。
Now, some of you may say, "Well, to be very honest with you."
但或者你哋有啲人會講，老老實實啦。
I actually don't particularly want to grow in my relationship with God.
我其實咧都唔係好熱切咧，想去同神有咩關係上嘅進步。
I mean, it's nice to come to church and hang around with all these nice people.
翻教會係好嘅，同呢啲好人喺埋一齊咧都係好嘅。
But spirituality to me is not practical.
但係話講到要做屬靈嘅人咧，咁對我嚟講都唔係好實際。
So can I skip the tests and trials?
啊，請問咧，我可唔可以咧逃過、跳過呢啲嘅考驗啊、磨練咧？
Actually, regardless of being a Christian or not.
其實咧，不論你係咪基督徒。
We should know from experience or ancient wisdom that one often grows and matures fastest when faced with obstacles and challenges.
我哋應該能夠從自己嘅人生經驗啊，或者古人嘅智慧裏邊都得知啦。如果我哋面對困難挑戰嘅時候咧，一個人係會成熟長大得快一啲嘅。
Without going through tough times and hardships in life,
如果我哋係冇經過磨練，或者係艱苦嘅日子
，A person tends to remain shallow or superficial.
依個人咧，通常都會仍然係好膚淺嘅。
True maturity does not simply advance with age or the level of your education.
一個人成唔成熟咧，唔係我哋年歲年紀長大就會成熟，亦都唔係因為咧你受過多啲教育就會成熟。
But it has to do with your life experience.
係同你嘅人生經驗有關。
Before I came to commit my life to God, back when I was 17.
喺我仲係17歲嘅時候，就係當我喺17歲之前咧，我仲未將生命委身俾神。
I was already considered way more mature than the average kids my age.
當時咧，我已經覺得我比同齡嘅朋友仔咧都要成熟啦。
You know why?
點解呢？
Because I was under much pressure and distress due to the poor health condition of my mother.
係因為咧，我媽媽佢嘅健康好差嘅。喺呢段時間，我係受到好多嘅壓力。
Ever since I was young, my mother had been suffering from various illness.
我自細咧，我媽媽就多病嘅啦。
Pain here and there.
周圍都痛嘅。
And often had to stay in hospital.
經常要住醫院。
So even at a very young age, I already had to look for answers to life's big questions.
所以喺我年幼嘅時候咧，我已經去求問一啲好大嘅問題，人生嘅意義啊。
Such as what's the purpose and meaning of life?
嚇，就係啊，譬如係關於人生嘅意義、目的。
Is there a God? If God is good, why does he allow suffering?
究竟有冇神嘅呢？如果神系良善嘅话，点解佢会容许有苦难呢？
What happens after death?
死后又如何呢？
And at a very young age, me and my brother would have to sometimes take care of our own meals.
喺我好年幼嘅时候，我同我细佬咧，有时咧就需要照顾自己嘅饭餐。
Even though we weren't as good as Jason, who's developed himself to be a good cook since young, I heard.
雖然咧，我聽聞咧 ，Jason 咧，佢自細咧都學煮飯，而家咧都仲係一個幾好嘅廚師啦。我咧就冇佢嘅廚藝咧，就冇佢咁好。
Me and my brother would just simply go down to the nearby shops and grab a takeaway.
我同我細佬咧就落街啦，就去快餐店咧買一啲快餐食。
And we got to go to school or during lessons by ourselves when there's no school bus arranged for us.
如果冇校車嘅時候咧，咁我哋咧就要自己翻學同埋去上畫畫班。
So the experience, this sort of experience made me mature much faster than my other friends.
呢啲嘅經驗啊，都叫到我咧，比起我同齡嘅朋友成熟得更快。
I had always known exactly what I wanted.
我時時都知道我自己想要啲乜嘢。
I had clear goals and pursuits.
我有好清楚嘅目標同埋追求。
And I strive to achieve my best in almost everything I did.
我去奮鬥，我去努力，凡事咧我都係要做到最好。
But without God in my life, I was a miserable kid.
但係假如冇神喺我生命中嘅話，我會係一個好可憐嘅細路仔。
So even as non-Christians, when we go through testing and trials in life,
所以咧，即使係我哋係非基督徒嘅時候啊，我哋同樣都要面對人生嘅好多考驗磨練。
And when we have passed through these tests, we tend to become a better person.
假如我哋能夠經過咗呢啲考驗磨練嘅話，通常我哋就會變成一個好啲嘅人啦。
How much more so if we as Christians or someone who have heard the teaching of God?
何況啊，如果我哋係一個基督徒，又或者咧，我哋聽過神嘅教導。
When we purposefully put our hearts to learn and face life's challenges with the attitude that God wants us to have.
當我哋好刻意嘅去將我哋所學嘅真係放喺心上去學，去面對人生嘅挑戰，就係要存一種神要我哋有嘅一種正確嘅態度去面對啲挑戰。
Wouldn't we see the benefit of it?
咁樣唔通我哋唔會能夠得到益處咩？
And what is that attitude that God wants us to have?
咁神究竟又想我哋有嘅態度係乜嘢呢？
It is to rely on God and pass through these testing of our faith with joy.
就係去依靠住神，去用喜樂嘅心去度過呢啲考驗同埋磨練。
Now let us look at verse 12.
請我哋睇第十二節。
Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial.For once he has been approved or passed the test, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I was reading from NASB.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So trial and testing of our faith not only reap benefits which we can see and experience right here and now.
所以信心的考验和磨练呢，唔單止我哋可以得到益處，我哋係可以馬上得到益處添嘅。
In fact, they prepare us to be fit and worthy to receive what God has in store for us in eternity.
其實咧，佢係要幫助我哋去準備啊，準備我哋自己去接受神為我哋預備咗嘅永生。
Think about this.If by experience you know there are real benefits from enduring trials in this earthly life,
我哋試想一下，如果你係知道今生
受呢啲嘅磨練係會帶嚟益處嘅 ，wouldn't you believe also that God, our loving heavenly Father, who longs to bless us with even greater rewards in the life to come?
唔通啊，你唔相信我哋愛我哋嘅天父？佢會期盼住、渴望住去祝福我哋，俾我哋更大嘅賞賜咩？就喺來生，喺我哋永生嘅時候。
Blessed is anyone who endures temptation or trial. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Isn't this a big motivation for us to look beyond the momentary grief and distress caused by our present trials?
不同这个不是一个很大的推动力，推动我们去放眼超越眼前一切的苦楚吗？
And it should motivate us to fix our eyes on the reward which God has in store for us.
去推动我们，去将我们的眼目啊，集中灌注在这个冠冕，这个赏赐那里，是神为我们预备的。
As 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, no need to turn, I'll read it for you. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
在哥林多后书4:17那里就说，因为我们短暂轻微的患难，是要为我们成就极大无比永远的荣耀。
Actually, I know that many of you might have gone through even more severe testing than myself.
咁我知道咧，你哋好多人咧，比起我仲经历咗一啲更难嘅磨练。
But I'd like to share with you one of my recent experience in how to make the most of the trial in my life.
我就想同大家分享我最新近嘅一个经历，就系喺我嘅信心受考验嘅时候，我点样去能够获从中系得到最大嘅益处。
This testing of my faith lasted almost half a year long.
这个信心的考验呢，维持了整半年。
Some of you might know that I have some problem with my knee joints.
你们当中人呢，有些知道呢，我的膝头哥是有问题。
So if you come visit me at my house, you would see a walking stick which Pastor Joe lent to me.
所以如果你来我家探我的时候呢，你就会见到牧师借给我用的一支拐杖。
I need it for climbing up and down the stairs.
我爬上楼梯、行落楼梯咧，都需要佢。
My condition got quite worse by the end of last year.
我嘅膝头哥嘅情况咧，直至到旧年嘅年底咧，系恶化。
The pain went beyond my kneecap and started affecting my lower back and even the sole of my feet.
痛楚咧系蔓延到去我嘅腰骨啦，同埋脚底。
Unfortunately, something went wrong when I was receiving treatment for my knee in January this year.
但是很不幸的呢，我今年年初一月呢，是接受治疗的时候呢，有一些东西搞乱，搞错了。
I got badly burned by a medical equipment.
就是这个仪器，这个医学的仪器呢，是严重的烧伤了我的膝头哥。
And soon after that, the burns around my knee became a deep open wound where even the flesh was exposed.
咁好快呢一個傷口咧，就即係變成係一個好深嘅傷口嚟嘅。我啲肉咧完全見到實肉嘅。
I was kept awake the entire night by the pain and burning sensation.
我成晚都瞓唔到覺，我覺得好痛，同埋咧係好似燃燒嘅一種感覺。
However, instead of blaming the doctor or feeling miserable, I actually gave thanks to God.
但是我不单止是没有责怪的医生，也没有觉得自己很可怜，我相反我去感谢神。
I gave thanks to him for granting me an opportunity to identify with people who suffer burns.
我感谢神给我一个机会学习，可以去跟一些同样烧伤的人，他们能够认同他们的痛苦。
Because just around that time, I heard from the news in Hong Kong that several firemen, the captains, they actually got very badly burnt, and some of them were Christians.
因为在刚刚那段时间呢，香港有一宗新闻呢，就是说到有消防员救火的时候呢，是严重烧伤，其中呢，都是有些是基督徒来的。
So as I was lying there, unable to sleep, I started to appreciate the sacrifice these firemen made when they got burnt all over during the rescue mission.
当我瞓喺病床上嘅时候，我就觉得我好能够，好欣赏呢啲嘅消防员，佢哋救火嘅时候，自己反而严重嘅被烧伤。
For almost 5 months, I had to cleanse the wound and apply medication by myself.
咁過去差唔多用咗5個月嘅時間咧，我要自己清潔傷口同埋敷藥。
I could no longer take a shower in minutes.
我唔能夠好快嘅就沖完涼。
Because the wound must be kept dry at all times.
因為傷口咧係唔可以濕水。
I gotta admit, as time goes by, I found this quite annoying or even ridiculous.
我要承認咧，經過即係咁長嘅時間咧，我就覺得開始係。即係開始覺得好煩同埋好可笑啦。
Why do I have to spend so much extra time tending to this wound when there's so much service out there, so much work I have to do?
因為啊，我其實真係有好多服侍啊、侍奉啊、好多工作要做，但係咧，我就要反而咧就要用花咁多嘅時間咧嚟到護理我呢個傷口。
But still, I learned to be responsible in taking care of it.
但係始終我都要學習去負責。負責任啦，好好去護理呢個傷口。
Month after month, the healing process had been slow.
一個月過一個月，呢個痊愈嘅速度咧係非常嘅慢。
One day, I ran out of medical supplies, so I went to a local hospital for help.
有一日我就冇曬藥啦，所以我就去到當地嘅醫院咧去求助。
After the doctor examined my wound, he strongly advised me to receive an operation.
嗱，當呢個醫生咧。檢查過我傷口之後咧，佢就極力建議咧，我要做一個手術。
Looking at the depth of the wound, he said it's almost impossible that it could close up by itself.
佢睇下呢個傷口係咁深，佢就話咧，佢冇可能咧，佢自己會愈合嘅。
It was the most devastating news for me.
我聽到呢個消息咧，我真係要命啦。
Having spent endless hours on taking care of the wound, now the doctor's telling me I must receive an operation for it to heal.
我花咗咁多嘅小時、咁多嘅時間去護理我傷口，而家醫生竟然話俾我聽，我需要做手術，我唔可即係佢唔可以自己醫好愈合嘅。
Doesn't that mean all my efforts have been wasted？
咁係咪話我過往花嘅努力啊、精神啊都係白費呢
？But thanks to our Heavenly Father, He helped me to get over my emotions and remain calm。
但我感謝我嘅天父，佢幫助咗我去克服我嘅情緒。我能夠保持平靜。
As James pointed out in verse 3, the testing of faith produces endurance, but we need to let endurance have its full effect in order that we may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing.
就正如雅各指出咧，喺第三節，佢話呢啲信心經過考驗之後咧，就會生忍耐，但係忍耐咧都要忍耐到底，好讓我哋能夠。成為變成一個長大成熟、完全毫無缺陷嘅一個人。
So even though I had been showing a great deal of patience and endurance so far，
雖然咧一直嗰段時間咧，我都係有好多嘅忍耐。
I need to keep hanging there and not give up halfway through。
我需要堅持到底，唔可以半途而廢。
If I were to see and reap the benefits from this test。
假如我真係想從呢個考驗之中、呢個磨練裏邊咧，係獲得益處嘅話
，After much prayer and consultation with specialists and some senior co-workers，
咁我經過咗好多嘅祈禱啦，同埋同一啲專業專家查詢啦，又同一啲資深嘅同工去商量啦。
I was advised to keep dealing with the wound myself。
我就認為咧，我係。大家都建議我咧，去自己繼續護理自己嘅傷口。
And to wait for it to heal in its own time。
就等時間佢會自己愈合。
In this trying process, I could sense the power of prayer lifting me up when things weren't that easy。
喺個磨練嘅過程啊，我能夠感受得到祈禱帶俾我嘅力量，佢能夠幫提升到我，係喺呢啲咁好難過嘅時候啊
！As my wound get close to the final stage of healing, the nerves of the skin were very sensitive.
當我傷口嚟到愈合嘅最痊愈嘅最最後一個階段嘅時候咧，其實皮膚嗰個神經咧係好極其敏感嘅。
One night, I was again struggling to fall asleep.
有一日咧，我真係瞓唔著覺。
The pain was so sharp that tears were running down my face before I knew it.
是痛到一个程度呢，我不知不觉之中呢，我是流泪。
That's the only time I shed tears.
那是唯一那一次呢，我是流泪。
And I could only turn to God in prayer.
我是唯有转向神向他祈祷了。
Because even my husband, who's lying next to me, he couldn't understand or help me.
我的丈夫是躺在我旁边，但他帮不到我，他也不能够明白。
I was asking God, how long, Lord, how much longer until this trial would go away?
我就问神，啊，我还要等几耐啊，主，还要等几耐这个磨练才完呢？
There were many times just when I thought I was close to recovery.
很多时候我就以为，啊，得了，开始愈合了，就快愈合好了。
The next moment, my wound would go all crazy with blisters and itchy rashes around it.
但我咧咁谂嘅时候咧，嗰个伤口咧竟然咧又生水泡啊，又生疹啊，好痕啊。
I knew that there was no use pitying myself.
我知道自怜系冇用嘅。
Rather, I began to count my blessings.
我相反咧，我就开始去数算神俾我嘅恩典。
I gave thanks to God for all the love and help I had received.
我为到我一直以来得到的爱心和帮助呢，我去感谢神。
Such as the provision of medical supplies I need.
就例如呢，我所需要的医药供给。
But whether the wound would eventually close up was really beyond our control.
但是这个伤口啊，几时痊愈、痊不痊愈呢，都是不是我能够控制。
Praise God, my wound finally came to heal completely by late June this year.
好感謝神啊！我嘅傷口咧，終於喺今年嘅六月底咧，完全嘅愈合啦。
Now there's a mark left there, a scar, to remind me of God's work in this process.
現在咧喺個膝頭哥上咧係有一個疤痕嘅，呢個疤痕就提醒到我呢段日子神嘅幫助，神嘅工作。
I rejoice and give thanks for the many lessons learned through this long trying process.
我為咗呢一個咁長嘅磨练的过程，我去喜乐同埋去感恩。
From practical things like how to deal with burns or open wounds，
我系学到好多嘅嘢，譬如咧，我点样去处理烧伤嘅伤口。
And to important spiritual lessons such as drawing strength from God in the midst of prolonged suffering and trial。
我亦都学到好重要嘅属灵嘅教训，譬如咧就系喺磨练同埋。苦难的当中呢，去在神身上呢去支取力量。
In conclusion, let us be assured that whenever we face trials and testing of any kind,
总结一下呢，就是我们，你可以肯定呢，就是我们，当我们面对任何形式的磨练考验的时候，
God is able to work wonders in helping us grow and attain maturity.
神呢是可以是有能力去帮助我们，他会行神迹奇事来帮助我们去成长，去达到成熟长大，还有得到丰盛的生命。
And if only we would allow him, he would really open up a way in the midst of these testing and trials.
只要我们容许，我们给神介入的话呢，我们是可以
神会为我们开一条路，令我们可以度过这些的考验。But please remember that we also have our part, and that is what James exhorted us to do through this passage.
大家不要忘记，我们都有我们的责任的。我们的责任就是雅各正想要提醒我们的。
That is to have the right attitude in face of trials.
我们的责任呢，就是在磨练当中，我们要有正确的态度。
To consider this testing and trials nothing but joy.
就是面对磨练的时候，我们要有大乐。
But the truth of the matter is, you wouldn't be able to consider it all joy unless your focus is not just on the trials itself.
但事实上呢，你是不可能呢在磨练之中大喜乐的，除非呢你在磨练的时候你不要集中只望着这个磨练。
We can only see that there's joy, reason for joy, when we can perceive the purpose and benefits that will come out of such testing.
是更重要的，就是我们能够 在这个磨练里面，我们看得出背后啊会有得到益处，同埋呢个磨练嘅目的系何在
？And when we find ourselves to be lacking in wisdom and courage in the face of trials，
当我哋喺磨练嘅时候，我哋发觉自己系缺乏智慧同埋
力量，
同埋力量啊勇气。
勇气 ，sorry。Why not come to God in prayer？
点解我哋唔嚟到神面前祈祷呢
？Our God is a loving and generous God。
我们的神是爱我们的一个神，他是一个很慷慨的神。
And if we would just ask in faith, not doubting and wavering between two opinions.
假如我们是凭信心去求，不去疑惑，不去摇摆不定，不去三心两意。
God will surely answer our prayers.
神肯定是会应允你的祈祷。
He will grant us the wisdom we need to tackle the problem at hand.
他一定会赐给你智慧去处理你手上的问题
，and the strength to overcome each and every trial，
还又会给你力量去克服每一个的试炼磨练
，helping us to come out victoriously by His grace，
靠住祂的恩典去得胜。
And this is the message God has put in my heart to share with you today。
这个信息就是神今天放在我心要同大家分享的信息。
Now, before I close in prayer, let us have a moment of quietness to think about the message today.
我开声祈祷之前，请大家一起默祷，我们一起去静心，去默想一下今天所听的道。
Bring your problems or burdens before God. Ask Him for wisdom and strength to overcome.
去将你的面对的困难、磨练带到神的面前。去求祂力量你去克服去胜过。
After this, I shall close in prayer.
我们安静片刻之后，我就会开声祈祷结束。